Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Baby Witching 101. And so in today's episode, I wasn't actually planning on doing this. But some things recently came to my attention and I thought I should address them. So in today's episode, this one's going to be a long one, possibly split into two parts, possibly three. We are going over astral projection, the dangers of astral projection, lucid dreaming, and reality shifting. Yes, those three things are real, or else you wouldn't be here. So, first and foremost, we're gonna skim over reality shifting. There is an amino you can find. There is an amino. You can find it's called reality shifting slash creating. You need to fill out a certain form to get in it. And yeah, so that's where you can find your most accurate information. So you may or may not have heard of reality shifting. It's when you move your consciousness into a different reality. I know it sounds really, really, really complex, but it's really not. There's a lot of different methods to help you shift. Some key things are scripting and subliminals you can listen to. I just want to get this out there though. Reality shifting is not witchcraft. Yes, they both are focused on quantum physics. No, they are not the same thing. Ask any experienced shifter, and they will tell you it is not witchcraft in any way, shape, or form. Do witches practice it? Yes. Does it make it witchcraft? No. Whew. Okay, just had to get that out of there. So that's all we'll be talking. So now we can cross off reality shifting from our checklist. Next, so now we just have astral projecting, the dangers of astral projection, and lucid dreaming. So we're going to ease ourselves into lucid dreaming. So lucid dreaming is where you're conscious during a dream. So roughly 55% of people have had one or more lucid dreams in their life. But when you are in a lucid dream, you are fully aware that you are dreaming, and therefore you can learn how to control it, how to do it very often. And you can literally do anything in a lucid dream. You can fly, go to Hogwarts. Except the one key difference about shifting and lucid dreaming. First of all, they're definitely not the same thing. For lucid dreaming, you can only see and hear. Not literally hear, but you can send but you can no, you can't hear. You hear the voices inside your head. You can see, and that's it. While shifting, you can see, hear, feel, taste and touch. You have all five senses while you're shifting. That is the huge main difference between lucid dreaming and reality shifting. They are no way, in any way, shape, or form, are they the same. In a lucid dream, you're dreaming and you are fully aware. Shifting, you are literally moving your conscious mind into another reality. Yes, you can create your own realities. For example, I know it's a very harsh, well, fact that there is no other reality like two of my books. Ever. Like, no one. Nope. Mm-mm. I even spent roughly 2 to 3 weeks looking up at every source site app ever if there is something like it. Nope. Not. So I am a natural. Yes, you can be a natural lucid dreamer. I've been lucid dreaming since I was 4, and I know that because I can bring back memories, bring back dreams from when I was 4. My most vivid ones are dreams I had from the ages of 5 to 8. Those are the most vivid ones, and the ones I can remember, depict, describe, draw, write, make a whole entire story about. Yes. So, yeah. I'm not the one you should come to lucid dreaming, though, because even though I'm a natural lucid dreamer, I don't know much information about it. There is this one YouTuber who has accurate facts and info, how to do it, the science behind it, how it works, all that jazz. And so, people, I know you listen to this, and I know you're probably going to listen to this, since I know you. But to the people I know in real life, you know who you are. You can come to me when it comes to lucid dreaming. I may not be able to help you all the way because I'm a natural lucid dreamer. It did not require me years of practice to do it. I've just always been able to do it. Reality shifting. Some people are natural at that. Astral projecting. Yes, some people are natural at that. At reality shifting and astral projecting. No, I am not a natural at that, but I'm good with the mind and body. So, yeah. Maybe this episode will be pretty short. Maybe I underestimated myself. Let's see here. Oh my god, we've only been 6 minutes. So this is probably gonna be a very, very, very short video. If I get there with astral projecting and the dangers of it, we're probably gonna go on to a bunch of other stuff. So, what is astral projecting? What is it? It's usually described as an out-of-body experience, where it's not your mind, but your literal soul. You don't die, but your soul or consciousness. It's like this is kind of I don't know how to describe it. It's like I said, it's this out of body experience. I've never done it before. Reasons being is because I am a busy person, and yeah, I think you can probably put 2 and 2 together. Yeah, so it's literally like an out of body experience. There are so many things to see. You're going to the astral. There are so many different dimensions. I don't know how many, but so far I know of 7. Can I name them? No. But in the astral realm, you can see all spirits, all entities, all demons, your deities, your ancestors, aliens, dragons, fae. It's like literally, it's literal Neverland up there. That's the way to describe it. But there's magical caves, there's brilliant places and lessons to learn. You can even go to heaven and hell. Yes, I'm being deathly serious. You can. People who work with demons very much can and do go there. So there is this one question that every baby witch asks, and then the answer is always no. Can you die in the astral realm? Everyone has said no. Well, I'm here to correct you on that. You can. You very, very, very much can die in the astral realm. You can bring back spirits and demons that will hurt you, that will hurt your physical body. You can die in the astral realm. It is so very much possible because there are such dangerous things that new people who are new to astral projection don't understand because they've always been with someone. This is why it is so very important. So what if it's never been recorded? Who would know? There are so many closeted baby. There are so many closeted witches, even baby witches, who learn about the astral realm, try it, and they do die. They die. And because no one knew they were a witch, or that they practiced it, or were trying astral projecting, it will never be solved. It will literally be they died of unmysterious circumstances, of unknown circumstances. No, I am not gatekeeping. I am warning you that you can die. It's dangerous to go into the astral realm. That is why so many experienced witches urge you to do your research and take every little precaution when it comes to astral projecting because your physical body can be hurt. Your chakras can get permanently. This has happened to someone. One of their chakras was very much blocked for, not permanently, but blocked for a very, very, very long time, and they did not know why. I felt like, so yes, this episode is very much a more serious episode than all the other enlightened ones. Yes, the answer is yes, you can die in the astral realm. Reasons being, it has nearly many people, many experienced witches have nearly died, and they share their experiences. In fact, this one witch, it was a dragon, not a dragon spirit guide, but I'm assuming, based on my observations, it was most probably to be a dragon, but there is this one thing that nearly killed her. Nearly killed her. No, it's not gatekeeping. Is it necessary to know this? Yes, it is. You need to know what you are getting into. So many awful things can happen to your physical body and your spiritual body. But then, if you know how to protect yourself and you know the precautions and you know the dangers of going into the astral realm, then look on the bright side. You get to see your deities, you can see your past loved ones, you can see your ancestors, your spirit guides, maybe even a familiar. Yes, witches do have familiars. Can they be pets now? Are they. Well, sometimes, yes. Very rarely, yes. So, I'm gonna quickly check how much I've been. 13 minutes. We still have quite a bit of time. So, I'm going to shift over to something a bit more happier. Also, do not come to me about familiars. I have no idea. In the beginning, I learned about them. I didn't dive into them, though, like some people did. I just learned a bit about them and went on with my day. Let's see here. Wings! You have wings. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do have wings. Mine are very large. I have very large raven wings with some iridescent blue feathers, mixed in between. Like the feather, like they're all black, but they're a slight iridescent blue shine to them. Like when the light hits them a certain way, they shine blue. So mine are pretty big. They, when you're sad, if you feel like someone's hugging you, that's your wings. That's your wings. They wrap around you when you're sad, and they will flap like a madman. They will flap like a madman when you're angry. And if you feel really confident and assertive, they will spread out, and people will sometimes actually spread away from you. It's happened to me before. It's super weird. And then these are just like simple rumors, but these things are actually true. Pyrokinesis, aerokinesis, telepathy, psychokinesis, empathy, empaths. For those of you who don't know, yep. I don't know about water and earth. I know there is, I know water. For earth, I'm not so sure. Speaking of earth, there was this one very, very, very weird experience I had as a child where I'd always pretend to be a fairy with some old friends of mine when we were younger, when we had recess. One of our friends who was always a villain, he was a great villain, and he's still a pretty good friend of mine. He pretended to chop down this certain tree. The next day, there was an axe mark on the tree, and I don't know how to feel about it still. I still have really huge mixed feelings about it, because it doesn't make any sense. But yeah. So, maybe in the next episode I could go over. Yeah, I just really felt like I should get those dangers across because there's misinformation from literally every single witch ever, minus a small handful, that you can't die in the astral realm. You can very much die in the astral realm. It has happened before. Yep. So, that across, I think the next episode we're probably gonna go over alchemesis stuff, telepathy, psychokinesis, empathy, all those spiritual gifts and things you can train yourself to do. So yeah, shortly we will definitely get into we will definitely get into what's the word. We'll definitely get into sigils and talismans and what the difference is between them. And then probably maybe something else. I don't know, deities maybe? If so, I've got the perfect website for them. So yeah, I'll also just gonna keep this in quick real quick note. I connected the dots for what my spirit guides are trying to tell me. I was just doing a little tarot with. Ooh, speaking of tarot, you can actually use playing cards as tarot. If you go to. Let me quickly check. I have a bookmark on my Chromebook here. Give me a minute. I know I have it saved. Yes, so M Explorer. So search up list of meanings for playing cards tarot, and then it says M Explorer. I'll spell it out for you. EXEMPLORE. And then the same. That same word, but with tarot, with playing cards, yes, no answers. Then there's also dice divination, which is what I use, which is what I do sometimes too. I don't really use. I don't hold my pendulum. My pendulum? 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 However you pronounce it. Because if you hold it the certain way you want to answer it, you make microscopic. Micro movements, you don't see it, but it happens and it'll move a certain way. So, I tested that out. Yes, that's the way it is. So, that's why I mainly use tarot. If you have like a magnetic one that some witches have, then yes, you can still use that. Why? It's magnetic using spiritual energy. You're not holding it, it's on a little stand. It's hard to explain. But yeah. I know this is episode so random and it just came to mind and I just have a bunch of plot points on my script. So yeah, I literally just pulled this together. My first three episodes were not scripted. Yeah, they weren't scripted. And sorry, someone stopped messaging me. Okay, so I'm sorry. yeah. Also, it is important to have a grimoire and a book of shadows. You can have as many notebooks as you want. There's no right or wrong reason for having 17. I know it's a fact that I have. Well, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4? Yes, I have 4. No, not 4. I think I have either 8. 8 or 7, because I use some. Because I use dividers, aka file things that you see, like in the nurse's office or the office at your school. I have 4 notebooks, and then I believe 4 or 3 files. I'll have to check later. But yeah. There you go. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. I doubt you did, because I told you can die in the ashram. Oh god. I'm so gonna get attacked for that. But yeah. All this information I have found from experienced witches who have been practicing for four and more years. These are all questions I ask from experienced witches. I make sure that it's either 4 to 5+ years that they have been practicing. And if they've been practicing for like 17 years, then that's great. But yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed this. Stay safe. Don't do stupid stuff, obviously. Stay alive and don't die. Blessed be.